Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Tonight, I want to tell you a love story. A love story that started many years ago in a culture and a place that are quite foreign to us. It's a love story that involved a man who wanted to be wed and have a family. And so this man went about and started talking with other men in the village, men who had daughters of a marrying age. And he talked to one who had a daughter whose name was Mary. Well, the man Joseph met this Mary, and a marriage was to take place. Not quite the love story we're used to, is it? But it is a love story nonetheless. So Mary and Joseph, they got engaged. A wedding is being planned, and the two are in this wonderful courtship period of their relationship. But then, as it is in many love stories, things seem to hit a snag. For Mary announces to Joseph that she is with child. Now Joseph knows that this child is not his, but he still has feelings. He still loves this Mary. And so he decides that instead of embarrassing her, he will quietly end the engagement so she can go elsewhere and have this child. But the night before this happens, an angel comes. And this angel announces to Joseph that Mary is carrying God's child, and that Joseph has been chosen to play a major role in this love story, because he is the one who will raise this son, who will raise God's son, and help him grow into the man that he needs to be. And so Joseph agrees to do this. Yes, it is a love story, but it's not the one I'm telling tonight. For there is also the love story of the birth of this child, how an order was handed down from an emperor. You must go, it says. You must go back to the land of your ancestors. You must do this so that the emperor can raise money. Yes, a census was happening, so taxes could be raised. And so off they went, these soon-to-be parents. They traveled the dusty roads, over the hills and through the streams, to David's town they did go. And when they arrived, tired, their backs aching, they longed for a comfortable place to lay their heads, but nothing was available. And so they went to the barn, which basically was a cave with a hard rock floor, an enclosed space that had all of the sights and all of the smells of the animals that called that place home. And it was there, in the midst of that place, in the midst of that situation, that a child was born. And you know, we can almost picture Mary lying there with the baby Jesus cuddled up to her chest and Joseph standing watch over the two of them. Yes, we can almost feel the love that emanated from them in that place. But this is not the love story I'm telling tonight either. For there's also the love story that involved the acceptance of the outcasts of society. You see, there were these shepherds. And these shepherds, well, it was about the worst livelihood that a person could have. They were on one of the lowest rungs of society. They lived in the fields. They watched over the sheep. They fought with the animals. They never really spent any time in society. And so they were shunned. But in this love story, they are the chosen ones. For an angel came to them, to these outcasts, and said, "You have to see what has happened. For in this barn, a child has been born. And this child, well, he will change everything. He is the Savior. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. Now go and see him." So they went. They went and saw this child, and they were lovingly accepted into the moment of the birth of the Messiah. Yes, it's a love story that opened the door to these outcast shepherds. But it's still not the love story I want to tell tonight. For all of these love stories are so amazing. They are love stories that have truly changed the course of history. But the love story that I want to tell you on this Holy of Nights is a love story that started there. But it's a love story that involves you. For it is the love story of this God, this amazing, grace-filled, forgiving God. And this God has walked with His people through time and through space. He has seen them falter and fail. He has witnessed them to be faithful and giving. But in all of this, there were times He still felt like a little bit of an outsider. And so this God decided to become one of us, to be exactly like us, to feel our pains and experience our joys, to be born, to live, and even to die. And so the love stories I told a moment ago, they all took place, and God did become one of us. But then the love story continued. It continued over the years, over the decades, over the centuries, and now it is a love story that is being lived out here. For you see, this love story, it is a love story that is being written with you. Yes, God wants to know you and wants you to know and to experience the amazing love that He has for you. And so He invites you to be a part of this love story as one of the main characters, as one who is loved and always will be. Back when I was in elementary school, I was part of a 4-H club. Now, I didn't do a lot with this club. I was too busy with sports at the time. But one year, when I was in sixth grade, my dad volunteered to organize the annual 4-H toy drive for Christmas. And what this meant was I was volunteered to haul all of the gifts that had been donated off of the truck and into the different houses. So 2 days before Christmas, my dad and I headed out. We had a truck full of toys and a dozen houses to visit. And all I wanted to do was go home and watch Nebraska in a bowl game. Now, my dad, if you ever met him, was a wee bit of a talker. Basically, if he'd run across somebody he knew in the street, it would take an extra 20 to 30 minutes to get down one block because he had to talk about everything. So on this day, with all of these Christmas gifts as we were dropping them off, my dad talked to everyone in every house. Well, after a couple of hours, we finally came to the last house, and I was so excited because I thought, I've done my part, and I can make it home in time for the fourth quarter. As we entered the house, we were greeted by the mother and two little boys. We gave them their gifts and their basket of food. And then, as we were about to leave, one of the boys, who must have been about 5 years old, walked right up to my dad and asked, "Why are you bringing us these things?" And my dad responded, "Because it's Christmas." And the boy then said, "What does that mean?" Now, my dad was a very generous and giving man. He was one who worked hard to make sure that others were cared for, but he wasn't what you would ever call a religious man. And so as I stood there by the door and I heard him answer the boy's question, I was taken aback. For my dad responded by saying, "It means that you are loved. It means that your mom and your brother, they love you. It means that there are people like me and Eric here, and we love you and we want to help you. And it means," and this is where my shock came in, "it means that there is this God who loves you so much that He had His Son come down here on earth and show you that love. That is what Christmas means." You see, it is a love story. Actually, it is the love story. The love story of this God who believes that you are so special, you are so precious, you are so amazing in His eyes that He had to come down here and meet you face to face. And so He did on this Christmas Eve so many years ago. And now His love spans all of time and space. And He continues to tell this story, this amazing love story, to you and with you. So may that love story of Christ abound in your hearts, and may you have a blessed Christmas indeed.